I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, welcome to Madison Mercantile here on a Monday afternoon. Paul Ramo here along with Chris Shelstead, and we have a live audience. Did you hear them in the background? They're applauding.
Look at them go, yeah. Yes. So a live audience, like Paul said earlier, it's like being at like a game show or, you know, Johnny Carson or something like that. I mean, I'm not even remotely as funny as them, but yeah, Paul, you are. You could host one of those shows.
I could. I would love to host a show like that. That'd be fun.
I think you already do that.
We should do that at the Madison Merck.
We should have
special guests.
Sure. I think we could. There's so many interesting people in Madison.
Yeah.
And every day somebody new walks in this door and either moved here or has family here or is driving through here, and we just have the best stories. Today, the people who walk in were visiting some other folks in town, and they have a bakery in Minneapolis. And I was just intrigued with how they do it. They loved the space. They were very interested in some of the local products and some of the, like, Sandhill Mill flour and things like that. So super cool. And I'm always trying to recruit them. I'm like, oh, yeah, you think you like it in Minneapolis? Why don't you move to Madison? We'll help you out. We'll find you a place for that bakery.
So you had people that own a bakery in Minneapolis here at the Merck today.
Yeah, they stopped by. And, I've tried to recruit them, Paul.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. But, no, every day there's a... I give little tours, you know, it seems like all day.
And you love giving tours.
I do, but by the end of the day, I'm like losing my voice. But there's just so many interesting people, and some of them live right here in town. I'm just amazed at the people who have moved back here or who have decided to call Madison home or live in the area. And there's just I call it a rural brain gain. I feel like people are moving out of big cities or they're returning to their roots, and we just have a lot of really talented folks in the area that have returned or have chosen to make Madison their home.
That's right. Great. Speaking of talented people, your barista made me a what?
Kaylee, what is this thing?
Dragon
Gold?
Yeah. Sure.
Dragon Gold. So we've got a couple of new drinks out this week for Dragon Fest. So the baristas have been busy coming up with recipes that have the word dragon or make you think about dragons. So there's Dragon's Breath Sangria. That's Dragon's Blood. And there's like a Dragon's Breath Hot Spicy Latte and all sorts of stuff. So these guys are so innovative and creative, and they come up with some really great drinks.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. I think there was caramel in it, Kaylee. Caramel and vanilla and cinnamon.
Cinnamon, yes.
On ice.
We changed you to an iced coffee drinker. That's
okay.
Great.
All right. What's happening at the Madison Merck then, Chris?
Well, we're gearing up for Dragon Fest. Today we're working on our parade floats. We're working on some signs and getting the place ready for Dragon Fest. We hope that there's a lot of alumni and people that come through and want to sit and chat and meet up with each other here at the Merck. So we're kind of kicking it off tomorrow night, Tuesday, with what we're calling Welcome Fest, and we're going to do that every year to kind of kick off Dragon Fest. And the whole point of Welcome Fest is to welcome people back to town, welcome people who have moved to town, and talk about some of the new things happening in town. This year we have a taco truck.
Ooh, taco.
Yes, we've got a food truck outside on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, and it's El Conde Tacos.
You bet. I know them well.
Yep, they've been here before. They're really, really good.
People over in Appleton.
Yep. So they're fabulous. They're going to be here tomorrow night, and we're going to just welcome everybody to town for Dragon Fest.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, and then the next day, Wednesday of Dragon Fest, there's a lot going on around town, but we are going to focus on our art exhibit. So Wednesday we have the opening. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lying to you.
Okay.
Wednesday is our farmer's market.
That's right.
Farmer's market is Wednesdays now, every Wednesday, 3 to 6. But this week, we're going to have some music outside, and we're going to just encourage everybody to come and see some of the farmers and vendors we have for our normal farmers market every Wednesday. And then we're going to participate in Chamber Night at the ballpark.
Yeah, I'll be down there broadcasting the game live with the Appleton A's.
That's a lot of fun. And I tell you what, the dragon is going to win that mascot race.
Oh, that's right. Are they going to have a mascot race?
They are going to have a mascot race, and the dragon's going to win it. I would put money on it. That's my plan.
And I have a good idea who the dragon's going to be then.
Not in the race. You might see the dragon around town. That might be someone you're looking at right now, but not in the race. Nobody wants me to run a foot race for them, Paul.
Okay.
And then, of course, on Thursday, a lot of other great stuff going on. That's when we're going to focus on our art gallery opening. And we decided to do something a little bit different this year. We've got some current black and white photos of Madison landmarks, courtesy of Dallas Niflot. He took some great photos. And we're going to put those up, and then we're going to encourage people to write their memories and thoughts about those landmarks. So maybe one photo might be about a photo of the Prairie Arts Center. And we'll encourage everybody to write their memories and stick them up on the wall next to the picture.
No, my memory of the Prairie Arts Center is?
Oh, is it okay
teen
to talk?
Center. It was
teen
a,
center.
It was the basement of the Prairie Arts Center back in the 70s was a teen center.
I remember hearing about that.
Yep, and yeah, it was great.
Very quiet. I had some beautiful times with play practice at the Prairie Arts Center.
Yep, me too.
So that's going to be our deal, and we were going to have trivia Thursday night, and that's on all of the handouts and everything, but we are going to cancel trivia this week because we want everybody to go to the jam-packed night of jazz at the Prairie Arts Center that evening. We're going to reschedule trivia till later in the month.
Okay.
And then the next day on Friday, we're just going to participate in all these great things going on for Stinker Day, but we're also going to open up our stage from 4 to 7 to have open mics. We've got some alumni coming by and other folks that just want to get up and play some music for us. So from 4 to 7 on Friday and Saturday,
okay,
we're going to have some open mic going on here. And then, again, encourage everybody to go to the live music that night at the VFW on Friday and the street dance on Saturday.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of take it easy here on Saturday, but we are going to participate in the parade and then looking forward, again, to some open mic and the street dance that night. But one different thing is that we are going to be open Sunday, July 13th. We're not normally open on Sunday.
Okay.
But we know there's a golf scramble, and there's also the pancake breakfast. So we figured, hey, let's be open so people can grab a latte on their way to golf or come over after the pancake breakfast and grab a latte or something. So we'll be open Sunday, July 13th from about 9 to 1. So that's a little bit unusual, so stick that on your calendar, folks, and come visit us on Sunday.
All right, so a lot of things happening at the Madison Mercantile during Dragon Fest all this week.
Yes, it's going to be great in town. And if it's rainy and any of these events get rained out, come and hang out here until the rain's done. We'll have some kids' crafts, and there's always just a good conversation to be had around these tables.
All right, you know, every time I come into the Madison Merc, Chris, something's always new. Something's different. Nothing stays the same.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. One of the new things we have this week is a living thing.
A living thing. Oh.
Yes. We have a kitten. So we didn't intend to have a kitten, and it's not like the Merc kitten. It won't be here all the time. But there was a little baby kitten, a little tiny one, found outside the Merc here. So we had to take it in. And we've been nursing that for 2 weeks now.
Oh.
Rambunctious. And some of the kids that found it couldn't decide on one name, so its name is Sunkissed Merc Cheesy.
Sunkissed Merc Cheesy for a cat.
For a cat. A little tiny kitten, little orange kitten. So people that know me are surprised because I'm not a cat person, but ooh.
Yeah, you asked me if I'm a cat person. I'm not a cat person either, but you introduced me to
Merc Cheesy.
Merc Cheesy. And cute little kid.
Pretty cute. So he goes home with me at night.
Oh, he does.
He
okay.
occupies a back room here at the Merc during the day because not everybody's a cat person, right?
That's right.
So, but it's been fun to take care of little Cheesy and add that to the Merc family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else we got happening at the Merc here? What's happening on the stage?
Well, in the next couple weeks, well, first the open mic this week for Dragon Fest, but next, let's see, starting on the 20th, we're going to have Charlie Roth and Friends will be around. Oh, let me back up. On the 18th, we have a band called Hammer Time, and they've been around here before. Friday the 18th is Hammer Time, and they do a lot of cover songs from the 40s up to the 80s.
Okay.
So they're a lot of fun. They're all related, and they're like a three-piece band, and they're going to come in and probably do some stuff at the nursing home in Madison and Dawson and then also be here that evening. So that's going to be fun. That'll be a kind of an all-ages, kids and everything show on Friday the 18th of July.
Okay.
And then our friend Charlie Roth is coming through. We got Charlie Roth that's coming through with Friends, and he's calling it, I think, the Prairie Heart Collective. So Charlie's bringing about four great musicians, some of who have been here before, some that are new, And we're going to have another Sunday afternoon event. So this will be twice in 1 month that we'll have Sunday afternoon events.
And lately, your events on the stage, you've had a lot of people here.
Yeah. Kayla Daniels was here a few weeks ago, and it was really fun to host her. And then we're just really lucky that a lot of musicians like to be here. My cousins, Tuckered Out, were here a couple weeks ago, and they play bluegrass. They're Trellsteds, you know, not Shelfsteds. And that was a lot of fun to have them here. And Richard Handeen from Milan jumped in and joined in with them, so that was great. The stage seems to attract all sorts of collaborations like that.
Right.
Yeah. But we're looking forward to have Charlie and friends around town from the 20th to the 24th, so don't be surprised if you see a pop-up concert here and there. And Charlie's great, but his friends that he brings along make him even greater. This is a whole bunch of great musicians.
Yeah, so. I follow Charlie on social media, and he's a busy guy.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been really instrumental, no pun intended, bringing great music to Madison, and great music that people sit and listen. You know, it's nice to have music in the background when you're at a bar or a restaurant, but when people come here and play, people sit still and actually listen, and the musicians really appreciate that.
Right.
So that's been a lot of fun.
Okay.
The other thing we've been doing this summer is Friday morning art classes. So we've had an art group of kids that the Madison Arts Council has been hosting every Friday, and that's produced some really gorgeous art around here. And then we're working, too, with a lot of different groups to host their events here. We have card groups. We've got a grief support group. We've got Narcotics Anonymous.
They're meeting right now.
Yeah, grief support is right now. And so if you have a group, or if you have an idea for a group, or if you just have a group of people that want to get together to play cards or to hang out or to do a project, let us know. We have plenty of room, and I feel like we can be of value to any group that feels like they want to meet up.
Yeah, the grief support group, they're meeting right now. It's a bunch of different people that are grieving. They sit and just visit with each other.
Well, it started as a formal thing through Avera Hospice, but when that program was done, the people still wanted to come. They found it valuable to be together. So it's continued nights, and I think they start at 4:30.
Yep.
So,
it's a great thing to do.
It is, so it is.
That's what the Merck's all about, for places to meet like this, right?
Right, meet us at the Merck.
Meet at the Merck.
But the biggest thing we're doing this summer, well, all those things are big, but we're breaking ground on our new kitchen, our shared kitchen. You know, so we're building a food aggregation hub. As part of that, we're going to have a bigger kitchen that folks can use. Like if you're a caterer or a food trucker or somebody that wants to get a wholesale license or doesn't have a big enough kitchen to do their cottage license baking, we can work that out. So we're really, your kitchen will attract more food entrepreneurs to kind of up their game. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. That's going to be a great addition.
Yes. And lastly, we are starting to put up the walls in our new workshop.
Oh.
Yeah, the new men's shed. So we had a men's shed, which was a way to get guys together to work on projects in kind of a, you know, wood shop sort of way.
Yep.
But it was too small, and it really wasn't set up right, so we decided to take a big chunk of the back warehouse and build some walls, put in a new furnace and air conditioning, and we're going to have a really nice workshop back there by the end of the summer.
Wow, that's great. I hadn't heard that before. Awesome.
Right. So we encourage folks, especially those that are, you know, maybe they used to have a workshop, and now they're in town, and they're getting a little bored. We got lots for you to do around here.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's always a busy place here at the Madison Merck in Madison. And, Chris, what are your hours?
I live here 24/7.
You do?
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Pretty much.
I'm kidding. No, we're open 7:30 to 5 every day, but Tuesdays and Thursdays we're open later, like till 7. But lately we've had other events going on in the evenings, too. So our core hours are 7:30 to 5, a little later on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then if we have music on a Friday or Saturday, we'll stay open later.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good, Chris.
All right.
Thanks again for meet me or Coffee at the Merck.
Coffee at the Merck. Thank you, Paul.
It's been fun.
Always is.
All right. Chris Shelstead with another Coffee at the Merck here in Madison Mercantile in Madison.
This is KMTV.